You're hearing an interview feature from Echoes, the nightly music soundscape heard on stations across the U.S. and online at echoes.org. Stephen Halpern is a musician who lives on the edge. Not the avant-garde edge, although he's been there as well. He lives on the mystical, metaphysical edge, and he waves his New Age flag high. Chakras, crystals, meditation, and the paranormal are all part of his world. Talking about his recording sessions, he claims his music has triggered illumination effects.
We've actually even had some photographs where there will be an extra burst of light in the studio that other people can see, and sometimes shows up on video, sometimes shows up on a still photograph.
I suggest this might possibly just be camera lens flare.
There's some of flare, but there's other situations that have nothing to do with flare. When there's no photograph, and when the room suddenly has a blast of light.
Halpern wouldn't seem to play the music that would elicit blasts of light. His is the quintessential, some might say stereotypical sound of the New Age, a sound that he brought to popular consciousness beginning in 1975 with his first official release, Spectrum Suite.
To music therapy conferences, and they said, well, if you want to get relaxed, you could listen to this album, and in an hour, you'll be relaxed. And it was like, excuse me, I come from New York. I need to get there in a minute. I don't have an hour. What do you have? And they said, there is no music that can relax you at that speed. And then I presented my research with biofeedback and other kinds of scientific proof. And then they would say things like, well, it's not traditional classical music.
Halpern has been telling that story for a few decades now. It really wasn't like any kind of traditional music. There were no melodies, no rhythms, no resolution, just a floating, meandering stream of tones and chords.
One of the other key phrases that I've worked with for many years is the scalus interruptus phenomenon. Meaning the predictability, the anticipation factor that is encoded and fundamental to most Western European music, other than a lot of what's come out with New Age music, where there's a certain pattern of chords, pattern of notes. You know where the music is going. You know where the melody is pointing. You know where the harmonic progression will lead you to, inevitably. Most simply, a scale, the do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti. If I don't play that last note, as I often demonstrate in my speeches and workshops, people are hung up waiting for that resolution. They know where that note's supposed to be. And then when I play it, they could take a deep breath.
So what Halpern does is eliminate those progressions, eliminate melody and rhythm, but he plays something that is so tonal in effect that it doesn't sound avant-garde. Stephen Halpern talks a lot about brainwave entrainment and taking people into a meditative state through certain tones that trigger alpha and theta waves.
If you go on the web and search for brainwave entrainment, most of what you'll hear will sound like this. And in my world, that's called stomach pump music. It's not something that's pleasant. It's not something that I use.
Halpern has his own entrainment system called Oral Sync.
It's my version of the standard brainwave entrainment, where you take one frequency on one channel and a slightly different frequency in the other channel, and the brain decodes that in a way that rhythm entrains and brainwave entrains one's brain into a specific brainwave state. For me, there were certain frequencies that I literally, it was like pressing a button and music started flowing into my head. I didn't have to think about anything.
Stephen Halpern popularized the concept of sound healing, using music to cure woes both spiritual, psychological, and physical. A sampling of his albums from 1997 alone includes titles like Attracting Prosperity, Stop Smoking, and Achieving Your Ideal Weight. It's hard to pin Halpern down on the science behind his theories. There is research he claims to have done, but was lost.
The lab that had all the recordings and all the equipment, unfortunately, was a victim of arson. So all that hard data, with the exception of a few photographs that I have on my website of some of the Kirlian photographs of fingertips, were unfortunately lost.
Then there is less documented research.
I've been doing some private research over the years.
At the age of 61 and some 100 albums later, Stephen Halpern is maintaining the course. His latest albums incorporate his entrainment concepts into the recording. Dialed into his audio entrainments, playing a music purely based in improvisation, Stephen Halpern doesn't play compositions that are repeatable.
You can't think when you're playing the kind of music that I do. I have to get into a mindful state where I'm totally in the moment and being aware of what is happening right now. So many times, I can't remember. If I just heard something that I played that I really like, within a second, I can't remember what I just played, so I can't repeat it myself.
Ironically, Stephen Halpern's latest album is Mindful Piano, which connotes a heightening of memory because you are in a mindful state. It's out on Inner Peace Records. I hope you've enjoyed this production of Echoes. To hear more features and music like this, sign up for Echoes Online, our 24-hour on-demand music soundscape service. It's at echoes.org. That's Echoes, echoes.org. This is a production of Echoes, which holds all rights. Duplication, sale, broadcast, or distribution of this production in any fashion is strictly prohibited without the express consent of Echoes.